JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
I feel the need
for coffee.
I'm gonna get a cup of coffee and make some waffles.
You look really awful. You need
hot pot of coffee.
Places, please. The dance is about to begin.
And good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Wednesday, April 24th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning, morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Not too shabby. How about nice. You?
I had a chance to go check out the Simon and Garfunkel story at the Lead Center. It was very cool last night.
Oh, cool.
Just getting to have the... It's not quite a musical, but they... It was these two basically best friends since, like... middle school,
okay,
that play Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon, and they've known each other for forever, just like Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon grew up together in New York, hung out together, then created this show celebrating the life of Simon and Garfunkel. So kind of give you a little like mini concert, and they sounded like
so
just
it was a
like
play.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, they sang the songs. They didn't have like dancing and plot. It literally was just them singing the songs and saying, on this date in 1957 is when they got together and became Tom and Jerry first.
So definitely like a just a straight up play, not a musical.
Yeah, well,
just highlighted some music.
They were singing, so that's, would that be considered a musical or not a musical?
I don't know. I guess I don't know.
So,
food for thought.
But yeah, it was quite good, and apparently it's coming like to the Orpheum in May. So if you missed out, it was highly recommend going.
Well,
and
that's sweet.
And then we've got a conversation with the Lead Center later today about something big that we can't tell anybody about yet.
Oh,
so a surprise coming your way from us and the Lead Center. So
cool.
Oh boy!
I happen to see a mutual friend of ours. I believe it was Fresh 402 tweeted it out. Yeah. At what age do you stop bumping your sub loud to where it's like your car is broken?
Oh.
So you had somebody in the neighborhood coming through, that one person who has the sound so loud and the booming in your car.
I can relate to Fresh 402. I wonder if we live nearby, because I live off of a main street, and there is, at the same time, every day, about 4:30-ish.
Yeah.
There is, I've now found, it's a maroon Suburban. And the trunk is rattling. And sometimes it is
subs in there, huh?
Yeah, sometimes it's so loud, it violently shakes the actual core and structure of our home.
Yeah.
The windows rattle so hard.
It's wild.
One of these days, I think one of the panes are just going to fall out.
Holy moly.
It is very aggressive. And we are set pretty far back from the road even.
Yeah, you're almost a block away from the main street.
We're like, we're right off the street.
Yeah, you're right off that like one that street, but like 70.
House is actually physically set
up the hill a little bit from the...
Yeah.
Road, yeah.
It's like not like we're like, I mean, we're not even very super close.
And yet it's still rattling your entire home.
And still I feel like my home is about to implode.
So there is a professor of psychology in Canada, and she lives near one of those people too that has just the sound that's so loud and it's rattling the entire. So she was intrigued by this and realized no one had ever like done a scientific study on what kind of person would want a car that loud. So she put one together.
Okay.
And it consisted of 519 undergrad students, 289 of them were men, and asked them if they believed their car was an extension of themselves, and if loud cars with muffler modifications were cool. And the results found that like those who were into the whole loud car thing were predominantly young men with the propensities for sadism and psychopathy. Why can't I say that word?
Psychopathy. Yeah, but that's muffler modification. That's not like loud music.
Well, but it also talks about how not only muffler modification, but also the loud music.
Oh, okay.
And explains the callous disregard for other people's feelings and reactions.
Yeah.
And that they get a kick out of seeing other people startled by their loud-ass cars.
Huh.
I mean, I think
she got paid.
I think all they did really was just put it into scientific writing. I think we all kind of knew.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of knew that.
If you got the bigger the vehicle and the louder the muffler or the louder the sound system, that you're trying to draw attention to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a guy, David Coakley, who had this little Honda in high school.
Name dropping already.
College,
it's even 7 a.m.
And he would play Rush so loud in his little Honda that you could feel him coming up the road to Freeze Hall.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so loud.
The thing is about the loud music specifically, not the modified mufflers and whatever, but I don't know how you could enjoy it being your vehicle, because all you hear is just like rattling.
Yeah, the rattling.
So it really has to just be like a peacocking thing.
Yeah.
I think
like,
so.
Look at me. You
and
know?
That's all it is to it.
It's got to be, because you can't even tell. You know, you can't even tell anything that's going on.
So the next time you hear one of those vehicles going through your neighborhood, they're just peacocking, I guess. Peacock back at them in some sort of way. I don't know.
Yeah, just play Metallica really loud from your kitchen.
From your speakers in your kitchen.
Throw the windows open.
Just some food for thought as you start your day. Let's get going with today's show.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Jumping into a new couple therapy, so we'll have you pick a side between Tiffany and Tommy. And help them in their relationship. We'll get the results of whether or not I'm a criminal or am I justified in what I'm doing every day at about an hour past when I start my day. We'll get the I Remember Everything game for Nebraska. Coriella's got still a pile of questions from the first time around to get you Zach Bryan tickets. And we'll ask you about getting stranded. The nitty gritty's on the way next, brought to you by Nutrition Authority.
Luke Bryan gives away his secret. Miranda Lambert signs with a new label. Colt Ford shares shocking details about his recent medical crisis and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. So earlier this week, we had mentioned like Luke Bryan went pretty down, went down pretty hard on his butt when he was performing. A result of him slipping on like a fan's cell phone that had been tossed on stage. But is that really what happened?
Right.
Because Luke has come out with some additional details on the incident and suggests there's more than just clumsiness at play here. He says everybody's reporting about the cell phone, but I was kind of hamming that up. I don't think it was a cell phone. I think it was just slick. He also joked that he needed like viral moments like this to promote his new single, Love You, Miss You, Mean It.
Right.
So I think that's all just like a little tongue-in-cheek. And obviously, when you've got a new single out and people report on anything that regards you, usually that drums up a little bit of
attention
to your song or whatever. So I don't think he actually intentionally faked any of that or whatever, but he's just being honest about his trade secrets, kind of.
Exactly.
So Colt Ford recently suffered a heart attack after a concert in Arizona 2 weeks ago, and up until now, all we heard that he was recovering and that he'd canceled his concerts through August. Well, Colt called in recently to like do this interview and was describing some things that happened, and the biggest takeaway was like it was a lot more serious than we'd first heard.
Okay.
Colt Ford goes on to say that he died twice.
Oh, wow.
Once on his tour bus.
Oh.
And once on the way to the hospital. So since then, he's been slowly recovering and plans on completing the album he was working on when he fell ill as soon as he's healthy enough. But that's so scary.
Super scary.
I know. Just an update on Colt Ford's health condition. It sounds like, I said, he's recovering and hopefully slow and steady wins the race here.
Yeah.
Last March, Miranda Lambert and her longtime label Sony parted ways. Yesterday, she announced not only has she signed with a new label, but she's got new music coming out. Her new home is Republic Records. Her post yesterday about the song, if that's any indication, she's going to have like a bunch of bangers, I'm sure. So of the song, Miranda said, Wranglers, the song title, is a tale of a woman taking her power back. I think we can all identify with the character in this song because we have all had a time in our life that we needed to find a way to find our strength and also get a little revenge on someone who did us wrong or like hurt us. The song Wranglers, it comes out May 3rd. So, and then I think it's a whole album. Is it a whole album?
I think it's just a single coming
Maybe
out.
Maybe it's just a single.
But then, hey.
She was talking about an album. Anyways, so this is going to be really crazy here. Because I know it's 2024.
Yeah.
But there is an unreleased 1993 album by Johnny Cash.
Whoa.
That'll soon be like seeing the light of day.
Okay.
At the time, he was in between record contracts, so he was quietly working on songs before meeting Rick Rubin the following year, enjoying a late career resurgence, starting with his American Recordings album in 1994. The 1993 sessions were ultimately shelved, but will be released as the 11-song collection Songwriter on June 28th. The first track is called Well, All Right. They gave a little glimpse of it yesterday.
I met her at the laundromat. She was washing extra hot. I said, don't you need a little help with that big load you got? She said no, but did a double take, and then she smiled and said, I might. As I rolled up my sleeves, I said to myself, well, all right, well, all right.
I don't think we've ever had a song be a part of Out of Context Contest, but I think part of that could have worked.
I know, part of that could have maybe worked, for sure. And it's a breath of fresh air, because when I first saw this sort of headline about Johnny Cash, new album and stuff, I had to roll my eyes and take a breath real quick, because I thought it was all going to be AI.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so thrilled that it's
real stuff.
This is like, you know, basement tapes in a sense.
Exactly.
That's the Nitty Gritty for Music City. I'm Corey Hell with Kix 96.9.
Every weekday at this time, we give you a chance to tell us about something good. And if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. Corey Hell, what do you got today?
My good thing today is a group of scientists that have come up with an idea that sounds pretty crazy, but just might work. It's an idea to preserve Earth's endangered species by sending them to the moon. Okay. Scientists have proposed the construction of a lunar biorepository, is that the fancy word? So, like, basically a building on the moon that would house endangered plants and cells from endangered animals.
Huh.
And this is why on the moon, because there is apparently no place on Earth really cold enough to do it, according to Mary Hagedorn, a senior research scientist with the Smithsonian National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute. She knows what she's talking about.
She sounds smart.
She says, quote, let's imagine that, unfortunately, climate change wiped out 90% of the Great Barrier Reef. Well, in 100 years, we might be able to give back all that diversity. So even though the project is likely, like, I mean, years and years away from becoming a reality, they're already running tests here on Earth to make sure it'll work. Scientists collected 10 specimens of this starry goby fish, and they plan on testing it in like a space-like condition here on Earth. And if that works, they plan on putting the specimens on the space station to see how they hold up.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, for as much as sometimes I think we kind of do it to ourselves as like a human race, you know, I think we also have a lot of people that are just so incredibly intelligent. It's crazy. So for every crummy thing that we might accidentally do to ourselves, we got people out there trying to like reverse it or like figure out a fix.
Okay.
So that's nice.
A very good thing.
Yeah.
Cleaning up our messes.
Yeah.
Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is a woman by the name of Donna Jean Wild. She set the world record for the longest plank, abdominal plank, ever. And it was 4 hours, 19 minutes, and 55 seconds.
Oh. Wow.
I'm That's shaking like 12 seconds into one.
Dude, I know. It's like, she's, I don't know. She's awesome. And then she also said, like, a lot of this is because of, like, she's got kids. And her husband made a comment. He's like, dude, we get out of bed and the kid's mom's already ran 4 miles. Like, she's just always, you know, working out, always trying to be in shape. Mm. I know. So super duper cool. Just wanted to toss that out there. She's a mother of 5 and she has 12 grandchildren.
And has the world and now holds the record for the world's longest plank of 4 hours plus.
Yeah, that's cool.
Crazy.
Couldn't have broken that when you had kids.
That is so cool.
They would be climbing all over you. There's no way you could do a 4 hour plank with like little children running around you.
But she has 5.
No, I'm just saying when she couldn't have break the record back when they were little.
She has 12 grandchildren. Maybe they
maybe
they were there. They're like,
it's like, let's climb on grandma.
Come
She's in the middle of something. Like, no, kids, I'm planking. Leave me alone.
Just a little added exercise.
Yeah. My good thing are the family members that are Josiah and Rebecca Alec. Everybody loves them. Becca, of course, with the Husker volleyball team. Josiah came back to finish his final year of eligibility to be on the men's basketball team this past year. Well, now they have been announced as the official torchbearers to light the cauldron at the 40th anniversary Cornhusker State Games opening night festivities.
Wow.
July 11th. So they will be the folks lighting the cauldron at Pinnacle Bank Arena for the big event. And of course, the Cornhusker State Games, if you haven't had a chance to get into it yet, you can. There's like 70 plus sports that you can play.
Very
anything
cool.
From softball all the way down to billiards and whatever you want to do. Wiffle ball is like a new one too. You can play that and get registered at cornhuskerstategames.com. But again, congrats because that's the Josiah and Rebecca Alec. I think they're a fantastic pair of torchbearers, and it'll be a very cool thing to
that's
see them
cool
do
get.
That. And again, Nebraska being awesome, that's a fun thing.
Breaking the law. Let's burn something.
Whether or not I am a criminal was brought up yesterday.
Really?
In the conversation of it's 4 a.m. and you're at a red light.
Yeah.
And it's not turning green. There's nobody else around. No other cars, nothing going on, and you just go through the light. I do that just about every day.
You run a red light every day?
Just about.
Okay.
And Coryell put it up on the Morning Show page, with people giving their advice on whether or not they thought it was acceptable to run a red light in the early morning hours when no one is around. And a majority of you are on my side.
Yeah, Brandon says no copy, no stoppy.
Yeah.
I agree with Zach. Zach says he does it every day, single day, multiple times. Why can't every turn signal be at least flashing red when your side of lights are green? Why can't we have flashing red and yellow lights from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. like efficient cities do?
That's
yeah,
true.
Paul says it should be. Our smart lights don't seem so smart. Ken just says, there's an intersection in Omaha that has a red arrow into a residential street. I sat there for 10 minutes waiting once with no cars around. I run it every time now, literally convinced it doesn't turn green.
It's just constantly red. I did get yelled at by my mom and my Aunt Kathy saying, no, this is bad. Listen to your mom. Listen to your aunt.
Yeah,
this
I saw that.
Like, grounded.
I mean, they're old. It's fine.
Ryan says, no, it is not acceptable. Bridget says, no. Michael says, no, it's never okay. LaDonna says no. Victoria says no.
Coryell, you're supposed to be backing him up on that everyone said it's okay.
Craig says no. Never know when someone is hiding and watching.
That's the thing. It's like if there's no cars, I really make it a point. There are no cars around, no lights around, nothing.
Yeah.
Before I go, I will come to a full stop at said red light. And if there's nothing going on, then I will just go through it.
Then I'm breaking that law.
And I'm not like slamming the pedal to the metal. I'm not going 0 to 50. I'm going through it at a regular speed and watching for other people.
So two things.
Okay.
The reason why I call you a criminal is because you are textbook by definition a criminal. A criminal is somebody who has committed a crime. And you're breaking the law.
Yeah.
So you are a criminal. You're not like kind of a criminal. You're a criminal when you do that.
Super criminal. He's a repeat offender.
A repeat offender.
Yeah.
And second, I have done that myself before, like I said. But I think the reason why I don't do it very often is because I don't know. I think I have terrible luck. So even though I wholeheartedly might think there is no one around, mm-hmm. There's possibly nothing wrong that could happen here. There will something will happen.
Because it's you.
Yeah. I truly believe that. So I don't, because there are a couple people on the post too that said that like they did it, and like one time they did it and like thought for sure no one was around, but psych, there was a great member of LPD waiting nearby that had just enough of a viewpoint of them. Got to see the whole showdown.
Mm-hmm.
So they like went and pulled him over, you know. So, yeah. I mean, as you should, because you're breaking.
Well, now I'm probably going to be on their radar because Alyssa, instead of just having a regular conversation, Alyssa had to actually tag the LPD.
Oh, yeah.
And they responded with, our answer would be ... no.
Yeah. Yes.
So thanks a lot,
because
Alyssa.
It is breaking the law.
Lisa Mayberry, it's your fault that they're involved in this conversation now.
Nick Smith had commented like a gif of popcorn eating, and then it just says LPD on this post, LOL.
Once again, we're bringing attention to ourselves when we didn't need to. We're just having a friendly conversation. All right, well, there you go.
I mean, it's a radio station. It's bound to happen.
I'm just making a joke.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
It's going down
right here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending is brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln. We had the great resignation. Now get ready for the great job swap. The Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 yesterday to ban non-compete agreements at companies.
Huge.
Non-competes bar workers from jumping to or starting competing companies for a prescribed period of time after leaving, a situation that the FTC says affects roughly 30 million people or 1 in 5 workers. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce said yesterday it filed a lawsuit to block the rule and also said the FTC was overstepping its authority. The CEO of Economic Innovation Group argued that the ability of early innovators to leave a company and start a competitor was the key to the development of the semiconductor industry. Barring a hold from courts, the ban will take place effective in 120 days.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be able to not have to worry about a non-compete.
Ooh, where are you guys going to go?
Jumping.
3.
There's a growing number of young people that are swapping college for vocational schools that offer like paid on-the-job training.
Yeah, yeah.
Researchers say there's been a shift with skilled trade making a comeback, especially among members of Generation Z. According to a survey by New America, a Washington think tank, more than half of Gen Zers say it's possible to get a well-paying job with only a high school diploma, provided one acquires like other skills, obviously.
Yeah.
So in addition, the Education Data Initiative says the average cost of college in the United States has more than doubled in the 21st century, and many Gen Zers have been like kind of forced to abandon the college path.
Yeah.
But there is an increase in you know, ditching college, doing trade school stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. My son does culinary, and it's a 2-year trade school, and you get right into the job world, and you're already doing something great.
It's for some, not for everyone. Yeah. We understand it's not a one-size-fits-all, but
I agree.
That's always been, I think, a point of contention with other generations is the younger generation doesn't want to, you know, get their hands dirty or something like that. But that actually is not true. It seems that that's like the antithesis of actually.
There you go.
2.
I guess guard dogs are now obsolete because even more intimidating. Robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their heads are now something you can buy.
Money well spent.
Yeah. There's a company called Throw Flame that's selling one called the Therminator.
Okay,
About $9,400.
Back up. Therminator?
The Therminator.
Yeah.
I sent you guys the video.
It's got fire coming out of its head.
Whoever's idea that was, I hope they sleep well at night. Because that was
you came up with the Therminator.
I love
it. Nice work. Yeah. You can operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot flames up to 30 feet with just a push of a button.
Nothing bad's going to happen about it.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
The website says they're legal in all 50 states. You just need a special permit in California or Maryland if you want to get one. Yeah, Nick?
I was going to say, this is just as good an idea as remember when they had the flamethrower drone come out?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Bad idea on that
Terrible
one.
Terrible idea.
Obviously short-lived.
They're not pushing the guard dog angle. They're pushing the fact that this dog, the Therminator, can do 8 different things, including controlled burns, ice and snow removal, clearing weeds, pyrotechnics for entertainment, and also pest removal.
I'm sorry.
But does it like a good belly rub? That's what I want
to
know.
I don't know. I don't think you have to worry about that or feeding it.
You should not be able to do ice, snow removal, and pest removal, and in the same breath be like, but you also can use it at your music festivals for funsies.
Don't you get a flame over the crowd? That seems like a bad idea, but the Therminator is available for you if you have $9,400. And speaking of robots,
the arena, the roast of Tom Brady live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, No Brady rule.
Yeah, they're going to be the first time on Netflix, a live, unedited roast, and it's of the GOAT, Tom Brady, with a bunch of athletes, celebs, and comedians. That'll premiere on the platform on May 5th with Kevin Hart hosting. It's part of the Netflix is a Joke Fest, which will be streamed live on Netflix from the Kia Forum in Los Angeles.
Can't wait.
If you ever wanted to watch Tom Brady get roasted by the best of the best, this is your chance.
It'll be so fun.
Yeah, it'll be a fantastically entertaining thing, I'm sure. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today. Is there a double standard? We'll find out from you and Tommy and Tiffany in today's Couples Therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's Couples Therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We are the freest therapy you can get. You have to get a hold of us on Facebook X or Instagram KX969 to be on Couples Therapy. And that's what Tiffany did. She reached out via Messenger and wanted to be on the show with her boyfriend Tommy. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
So what's going on with you and your boyfriend? What can we do to help?
I think my boyfriend is being absolutely ridiculous about this. And I need your help to get him to understand just how ridiculous he's acting.
Okay, got you covered.
Well, lay it out for us. What's going on that he's being ridiculous about?
So my bestie and I, we were out at a bar with my boyfriend, and we saw an old boyfriend of mine.
Okay.
And we were talking about how hot he used to be and how he had fallen off. Then we got into talking about other boys we know and how good looking some of them are compared to how they were in college.
Oh, like they glowed up after high school.
Yeah. This kind of sounds like classic bestie material.
Okay.
That made my boyfriend really mad.
Whoa.
He says I shouldn't have been deep diving into the hotness of men we know, especially in front of him.
Okay.
Huh. And you think he's just being absolutely ridiculous about this?
Exactly. We were just talking. I mean, it's not like we're going to go find these guys.
Yeah. Oh, man. I thought that was a different F word she was about to say.
I was panicked there.
Because this is live on the radio.
I was panicked.
That's so funny. Yeah. So, and your intentions, just to be clear, your intentions are not to hurt Tommy's feelings. You're just like kind of in the moment with your best friend. He's just there.
Chit-chat. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we were just bantering over some drinks. It wasn't a big deal.
But he thinks it is. All right.
Like harmless.
Yeah. Harmless banter about old boyfriends in front of him. Okay. Well, let's bring Tommy in here. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. So you're not so good because you think this is terrible that she was doing this in front of you.
Yeah, listen, my point of view is that that's really rude. I would not do it in front of Tiffany. It's one thing to talk about, these men I know are so ugly now. But it's another thing, now they started talking about, geez, some of these men look really good now. They look a lot better now. I mean, that's rude. I'm there. She's not just out with her best friend. I was there, too.
Like, it would have been different if it would have been just them. Like, you would have been okay with them.
You just didn't want to have to hear that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I really just don't want to have to hear it. I just think that's disrespectful.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So talking about attractive people
that are not you
in front of your partner that, like, obviously isn't your partner, is that rude or not?
Okay. Is that the question we're asking? All right. Well, let's take it to the people and see what they think.
Coming up next. This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, so what say you?
Team Tiffany, it's harmless, or Team Tommy, it's rude when it comes to talking about attractive people in front of your significant other.
We want your thoughts on this and pick a side. 466-9696. Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, to be on Couples Therapy. Talking about old boyfriends.
Yeah, Tiffany, her best friend and her boyfriend were out for drinks, and then the gals noticed like an ex of Tiffany's that was nearby, so they started discussing how hot he used to be. And then that whole thing kind of died. Like, they spiraled. Did a deep dive sort of into, like, former classmates or whatever people they knew. I think they said classmates, but...
Yeah, former boyfriends, too.
Former boyfriends who have, like, since got hot. They were just having that discussion. And then Tommy thought it was rude either way that they were even discussing that, but especially since he was sitting right there.
Right, and we wanted to have you pick a side between Team Tiffany, it's no big deal, Team Tommy, this is rude. You can let us know on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. You can also chime in, 466-9696. Good morning.
I think there's a lot of disrespect going. If the tables were turned, she would lose her mind as he's gawking at everyone else's melons in the bar or something. You know, that's absolutely inappropriate.
Like, check out.
In a marriage now. If I were to do that to my wife, she'd probably take the kid and leave.
Yep, she would get up and leave, according to that
melons.
You can let us know what side you're on. 466-9696 or Facebook X and Instagram. More of your messages and thoughts coming up with Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, and if you're just joining us, the issue has been brought up by Tiffany and her boyfriend, Tommy. Tiffany, her best friend, and her boyfriend, Tommy, were out for drinks when the women noticed an ex of Tiffany's nearby and how he had gone, oh, wow, he fell off after high school.
Uh-oh.
Then they started discussing how hot he used to be, and then deep-dived into a former classmates who have since glowed up, gotten hot. And Tommy thought it was rude either way for them to have this conversation, but it especially felt wrong since he was sitting right there in part of the conversation.
Yeah, it would be tough. I know, like, Coryell's boyfriend, Jackson, he's been through this. Great example. Because Coryell would sit there, and she does this all the time, every Friday, goes to lunch with him and talks about how just amazingly hot that world-renowned movie reviewer Cooter Bo Cephas is. And, like... Because he's always hitting on her the show, and you know
it's really eye opening. Yeah, I should probably cool it about Cooter Bo Cephas, huh?
That's right.
Yes. I know how Jackson feels.
He's like, you need to relax on all the cooter talk, Coryell. That's what he says to you, no Morgan, doubt.
7:38. All right. So we wanted to know from you: Are you? When it comes to talking about attractive people in front of your significant other, are you Team Tiffany, it's harmless, or are you Team Tommy, it's rude?
That's funny.
What are people saying on socials, Coryell?
I can't see that far. My eyes are watering.
Okay, well,
it seems to be a lot of Team Tommy, but there are a few folks, like Kimberly says, maybe I'm in the minority, but I don't see an issue with it. I also talk about how gorgeous women are with my husband, but I'm also pretty secure. If it makes him feel uncomfortable, though, it would be respectful to stop talking about it. But girls' night out without him, have at it.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. What do you think?
I think that you got to take his side. I mean, it's one of those things, like he said, ignorance is bliss. If you guys are talking about it when I'm not there, I don't know. It doesn't hurt me. But at the same point, like, why are you following these guys to see how much they change, to see if they are attractive still or not? I don't know. Seems like one of those things that you could just have waited to talk about when he wasn't there.
Right.
If the roles were switched, she's probably not going to feel very good about herself. If it's like, oh, like, my boyfriend is noticing all these girls are hot. Like, how does that make you feel?
Okay, that's a good point.
Shelby on Facebook, KX969, says, I think it depends on the relationship. My husband and I both talk about attractive people in front of each other, and it's never bothered me. We're married, not blind. Megan says, Team Tommy, feelings are valid, period. Miranda says, it's disrespectful, Team Tommy all the way. Robbie has a great way of, Robbie has a great way of putting it.
Okay.
He says, to use a car show analogy, you can go to a car show and appreciate all the cars. At the end of the day, it's about the car that's in your garage at home.
That's a good point.
I love it.
There you go, Robbie.
Good way to put that. What do you think?
I'm kind of in the middle. It depends on how long that conversation was going on. Because my boyfriend and I have been together for 20 years, and we talk about that kind of stuff. Others that we've seen or in the bar or we know or whatever. But it's not just me going... talking about how explicitly hot and better these guys look and stuff. So if it went on for a while, yes, very rude, very disrespectful, you know. And
right.
I do the same with my friends, go into details, or the conversation may last longer or something, or we may talk more explicitly about why this guy's good looking, but not in front of my boyfriend.
And not for a long period of time.
Right. You're like, time
for
and place.
For a long period of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just a conversation that he's kind of a part of. That's totally different.
Right.
But just her and her friend, oh, this guy's hot, and this one, this one, this one. And if it's like a 30-minute conversation, yeah, super rude. He's being left out. And it's like, it's almost like saying, well, you're not, but they are.
Got it.
You know, I think I agree very well. Like, I agree mostly with what she said, honestly. Okay. I think it has a lot to do with, like, your relationship, obviously, what you know each other are comfortable with and what you aren't. And then, like, the duration of the conversation, if you're just, like, laying it on thick to the point where now it's almost the problem is, like, why is he even there for drinks?
Right.
Like, why it kind of just sounds like, you know, this is just kind of like a tag along for you and your best friends, like, best friend fest, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, then again, I'm like, personally, I'm better than no man, honestly, because half the time I'm like, Jackson, truthfully, that might be one of the hottest women I've ever seen in my life. Like, the fact that I clocked out before you is alarming, actually. but I mean, I think it all depends on how comfortable you are with your partner. And if you are obviously doing it, like, with malicious intent, if you can look at that, your partner, you are with them for a reason. You can tell on their face, their body language, what they're saying, whatever, that they might be uncomfortable. Why keep going? You know?
Yeah.
Not to say that I probably haven't been guilty of this before.
Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Well, it depends on the situation.
Okay.
In this situation, it's clearly disrespectful because he thinks it is. That's the thing, is it depends on where you're at in your relationship. If he didn't mind and she knew he wouldn't mind, then it would be okay. Like, if my fiance started doing that, I wouldn't care. I'm confident. I'm confident she loves me. I'm confident she thinks I'm attractive. I wouldn't care at all.
But he has a problem with it, so therefore it's
so then it becomes rude because he thinks it's rude.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a great perspective.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
We'll get one more call here, and then we'll wrap this up. Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Okay, well, I think that she's being kind of rude because, it's a whole lot different if she's just around her girlfriends. But, like, when you're around your significant other, you can't talk about how hot the next person is, because if he was around his guy friends and talking about how big this girl's booty was back in the days, or how much her booty got bigger now, and then she wouldn't like that. I mean, like, and now it's just like she said, it's not like she's going to try to find him, but him saying the same thing will hurt her feelings as well.
The disrespect, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, let's bring Tiffany and Tommy back in here. Tiffany, are you
Tiffany and Tommy.
Are you getting where Tommy's coming from with all the comments that we've had?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I need to apologize now after hearing everyone taking his side.
Mm.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah. We're just not used to that. usually it's more of a knockout, drag-out fight
and
by the end
like,
of these.
I feel really bad. I want to apologize now.
Tiffany.
Tommy, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I mean, I actually feel a little better that, you know, hearing people say that makes me feel not, you know, so crazy or on my own. And, you know, listen, apology totally accepted. And I think the callers were right? Like, you can just, when I'm around, maybe you just don't do it and do it another time.
There you go. All right. Well,
easy fix.
I think
Boom.
We did pretty well.
Easy fix.
And you got all that for free. You didn't even have to go to, like, a real therapist.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, side note, Tiffany, if there's anybody that you need to lurk on, but it'd be weird if, like, you or your best friend requested them or whatever, just send them my way. I'll do a little bit of deep diving for you. Hey, sometimes it's like peace of mind. You just kind of need to know that people that maybe they were an ex for a reason. Maybe they were really crummy. Sometimes you just need the small little wins.
Just a double
where you're like, ha ha ha, already losing hair.
Hey guys, thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you. And if you need our help with any couples issues, feel free to reach out Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
The future is here in a Tesla Cybertruck. Which, by the way, if you're wondering how much one of those costs, it starts at like $81,000 going up to $101,000.
There's one driving around Lincoln.
We've got a Tesla truck in town?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times down here on the south of the wall, guys. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
You should come try it out.
Someone's got some cash over there south of the wall. Well, if you decide to get one, and maybe this person might be listening to our show, we can hope, be wary of car washes.
Okay.
As there is a TikTok user that shared his drama when the all-electric truck in a recent video got stuck as he took it through a car wash.
Oh.
How'd it get stuck?
So after the wash, he parked it in his garage, and the screen in the car, everything went black. The controls, everything went black. He tried a reboot, didn't help.
Uh-oh.
Tesla was called, and they did the reboot, which lasted 5 hours.
Uh-huh.
It was mostly working the next morning, but the company hasn't said what happened. There is a car wash mode for the vehicle to protect electronics. So maybe they didn't hit the car wash mode, or like this thing, you can shoot bullets at it. Didn't like what's his Mr. Beast try to blow one up? Like,
oh, yeah, there's been all sorts of stuff that people
like,
have tried to
all
do.
All of that can't do anything to it, but a car wash takes out your Cybertruck.
Yep. I know, that's
be
pretty
careful.
Like, I watched a video of a woman who was stuck inside of her Tesla.
Oh,
because
no.
It had started rebooting, and I think because it's such a new thing. Yeah, she was locked inside.
Really?
In the heat. So it and she showed the dash or whatever of like the temperature inside of the vehicle.
Right.
And she couldn't roll the windows down. Like there, she couldn't do anything. She was actually stuck.
Just baking in there.
Inside of her vehicle.
Yeah.
For a very hours while it did this like reboot thing.
That's
and I think she even
crazy.
Acknowledged in the video that she should have I think she did something wrong. She accidentally hit yes, go do the thing now.
Messed
so
it up. Oh,
so
man.
It was on accident. But people were commenting that seems like an oversight majorly for safety features.
Doors should still work.
You should be able to exit your own vehicle.
yeah, you think right?
That's terrible.
That's bonkers.
I'm trying to think of
Yeah.
So, well, this is the furthest thing from a Tesla Cybertruck. I think it was a Toyota Tercel that I got stuck with in high school. I had been in an accident. Someone ran a red light. And so I had no choice but to T-bone them. And then I'm out without a vehicle and it sucked. So I had to get something really fast. I was commuting from Unadilla, Nebraska to Lincoln, Nebraska, going to Southeast High School. So I had a commute. I had to have a vehicle. Got a really fast, super cheap vehicle, that Toyota Tercel. And I remember on the way back to Unadilla from Lincoln, in the middle of the night, I had worked a double shift. I'm just tired. I'm young. And I'm I'm going to get home and I'm just going to watch, I don't know, reruns of some TV show and do absolutely nothing. Couldn't wait to get there. All of a sudden, my dome light, flickered or whatever, because I had it on. Don't ask why. And then my radio stopped. My dash lights went out. And then I could just hear my car kind of power down.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm listening.
You need one of you? Okay.
It's a long story. I'm waiting for it to get over.
Yeah. I couldn't tell. I could see your eyes glaze over already.
No, you're
anyways,
good.
Anyways, my car like
this
broke
is a good
down.
Story. Yeah.
My car powered down. Dude. I was broke down alongside the highway in the middle of the night in the dead of winter
God.
16.
Oh, man.
My phone was on 1% battery because then there was no easy ways to charge things, really. And also that car didn't have the capability to. So I was stranded along the highway. Finally did get a hold of my mom, but right before my phone died. So I almost was actually
God.
Just
you
stuck
almost,
out there.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, victim. I hope nobody takes me and I hope nobody runs into me. You know, I can just hoof it. I'm out the middle of nowhere.
I got stranded in Memphis.
Oh.
We were there for a conference, and I was there with another salesperson in the radio station group I was with at the time. And we both kind of agreed we weren't going to go out the night before onto Beale Street because we had to get up at 8.
Yeah.
To get to our plane by 9. Because this was before 9/11 and all that. So you could just literally roll up to the airport within 20 minutes of it taking off and get on without him and have a lot of trouble.
You could go quickly, yeah.
And so I went to bed probably about 10:30. He said, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go down for one more. And I got up in the morning, had breakfast, got packed, was in the lobby waiting at 8 o'clock. Nothing from him. Tried his phone. Nothing. Had the hotel front desk call him. Nothing. I went up and pounded on the door of his hotel room. Nothing.
Uh-oh.
It gets to be 9:15, and all of a sudden I get a phone call from him. I'm sorry, I overslept.
Oh.
We missed our flight. We had to sit at the airport for 13 hours before we could get a flight back
Dang.
To Nebraska.
Dang.
because he overslept.
I feel kind of like I need to stick up for him a little bit because I think I've done.
Because
I mean,
that would have happened to you.
You've done that before.
So. Hey, Coryell, my wife texted me and said earlier in the segment, "Welcome to what it's like being married to Nick." Just so you know,
like, when a glossing happens of the eyes.
Either one of you? Have I totally lost everybody?
No, I knew it was going to happen. You did. Me and JP both started looking at our phones, and we were just like
stranded in that bit. Actually, no, I had somebody who
I had no idea where you went.
The Cybertruck isn't south of the wall. It's actually in the north side of town. I got a friend of mine that says they live down the street from them. So.
Ooh.
But anyway, we want to know.
There could also be more than one.
There is a very possibility. We want to know from you, have you been stranded?
Yes, have you been stranded? Oh. It could be
like me stranded in that story earlier.
Nick feeling held hostage and stranded in my story that takes way too long to tell. Stranded on an airplane in a different country. When were you stranded or trapped somewhere? Do not say you're a marriage. Facebook KX969.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Because it's Zach Bryan, we have created some new games and themed games this week for you to win your way to see Zach live.
He's got those two shows, Monday and Tuesday, coming up, which will be crazy. We've got tickets for the opening night, April 29th.
It's opening night to go see Zach Bryan. You just have to
remember, I remember everything.
About Nebraska, correct, Coryell?
Yes.
Is an extension of the other day.
Yeah, we had so much fun doing that.
It was fun.
Monday.
It was
thought we'd just bring it back. Run it back.
Run it back.
You can't run out of facts about Nebraska, so this that's nice.
Playing today for Zach Bryan tickets are Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
And Brad. Good morning, Brad.
Hey.
All right. And so, again, you're live on the radio, so no cursing. Your name is your buzzer. For this game, Corey, I'll explain again.
Yeah, name is your buzzer. So Daniel says Daniel, Brad says Brad. First to 3 points wins. Husker Nick's on standby to try to hear who might have got in first with their buzzer.
Or razz you.
Sometimes it's about the same time. But yeah, throw you off your game a little bit. Okay.
All right, let's play
the
game.
That's right.
We're going to play the game. First to 3 points wins. Daniel, Brad, you ready to roll?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Question number one. On a Husker football game day, Memorial Stadium is the third largest city in the state. What are the first two largest cities?
Daniel.
Omaha
and Lincoln.
There you go.
Boom!
Got an easy one on the board.
Boom, bah! All right.
Okay. Question number two. What's the name of the flavored drink mix invented in Nebraska?
Ooh!
Brad.
Brad.
Daniel.
Brad said it first.
That'd be Kool-Aid.
Heck yeah.
Got it. Wow.
Our big red Kool-Aid. Drinking it every year.
Intense enough, so I'm going to add a little bit of just
okay.
Some intense music to this.
I feel like we need the Husker fight song in the background.
Yeah. Question number three. We've got Daniel with one, Brad with one. First to 3 points wins. In which year did Nebraska become the 37th state to join the Union?
Ooh.
Daniel.
Daniel.
1869.
Dang it. Close. Good try.
Okay.
It's 1860.
Brad, you want to try? Brad, you want to try?
Yep.
It's 1867, right?
Yes, yep.
Wow.
I didn't get it out, so I didn't give that to him.
You didn't give it to him.
Good job.
Oh, man.
Brad's got an
extra
point
there. That's right,
because
there's a chance to steal.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
The I remember everything game.
Got another question here for you. If Brad gets this right, Brad wins. But Daniel, if you get this right, it'll be tied. We have a lighthouse, but no ocean. What's the beach name of where this is located?
Brad.
Brad!
Would that be Laguna Beach?
Oh. No!
Nah,
you're so close.
Laguna Beach.
Not Laguna. Daniel, can you steal?
No, I cannot.
Wow. That's okay. We'll move on. The answer?
Lenoma.
You're so close.
Lincoln,
Lenoma
Omaha,
Beach.
Lenoma. It's a great place to go if
that's
you want
okay.
dysentery.
That's okay. Let's keep it going. This might be a little stumper, too.
Okay, here we go.
What wartime vehicle is in downtown Tecumseh?
Daniel. Tank.
Got it.
Oh, we're tied 2-2.
All
right. That's right.
Tied up.
Next answer wins. Next answer wins.
Okay. Which Nebraska women's sporting event set a world record attendance of over 92,000?
Brad, I heard Brad's name first.
We got volleyball.
There it is.
We got volleyball.
Good job. This is neck and neck, though. Great job,
great
Daniel
game,
and Brad.
Yes, it was. Brad, congratulations. You remember everything Nebraska. Therefore, you get to go see Zach Bryan live.
Sweet.
Hey, Daniel, yeah, thanks for playing, buddy. We'll get more chances for you to play. We appreciate you listening. And that
is
another round of the I Remember Everything game. Nice job, Coriel.
Thank you.
Great questions. That was good. It was more intense this time around.
I know.
We'll have your chance to win more tickets coming up. One big thing today, Workplace Wednesday, shouting you out wherever you're listening and working with Kicks at a 6.9, and give you a chance to win some Maze popcorn, a popcorn bar for you and your coworkers, unless you're Kristen Hudson of Bennett, Nebraska. She is a delivery driver in Lincoln, Nebraska, so she is her own business.
Oh, I see.
So she can choose to
keep... Her shout-out is herself.
Yeah, all the popcorn bar to herself and share with others.
The owner, the manager, the boss.
Yeah, she's got it all.
The worker bee. She's
wearing all the hats.
Yeah.
So shout-out Kristen doing all kinds of deliveries.
Nice.
So she definitely can get the whole thing to herself. And then maybe share with people if she wants to share with people.
Yeah, only if she wants to.
Yeah.
We won't, you definitely don't have to if you don't want to.
Exactly. Other businesses, you can shout out your friends and family.
A huge shout out coworkers. To Colonel Nicole with the Army/Air Force National Guard HR.
We salute you.
Thank you, Colonel Nicole. Jake at Brownell. How did I say it like that?
Brownell Elementary.
Shout out to Jake at Brownell. Thank you so much for representing LPS. There's Ruth at UNL College of Dentistry, ARD department.
You know, that's a good place to go. If you can't afford like a dentist, you can go and have the students work on you.
Yeah, it's a more affordable option. Yeah,
more affordable option.
Christine at North Creek Child Development Center. Got some new names on this. Yeah. I love that.
Cheyenne at Gray Diesel and Equipment Services.
Yeah.
And her crew out there.
Debbie, it says clerk.
What up,
Debbie?
Clerk Debbie.
Debbie
as clerk, she didn't put her business there unless her business is clerk.
I mean, yeah, here we are talking about maybe the business name
The business is clerk. Clerk.
Anyway, shout out to Clerk Debbie and also PJ at Tabitha Hospice Office.
Very cool. So yeah, if you want to get shouted out and celebrate with a potential win of Maze popcorn and a popcorn bar.
Oh, hold on. We got to do this one.
Okay.
Because we got a laundry list.
Okay.
Michelle at Delta Electric in Ashland. Shout out to Justin, Nolan, Adam, Austin, Dave, Kyle, Josh, Jacob, and Mark. You see, I told you there's a laundry list. We had to get that big shout out.
I'm glad you got the big shout out.
A group shout out. Group shouts.
If you'd like to get in for Workplace Wednesday, super easy to do. KZKX.com. We get shout outs throughout the day today. And then at the end of the month, we award someone the popcorn bar from our friends at Maze Popcorn. And not just like sharing a little popcorn bar itself, like a candy bar or whatever. It's like legit piles of different flavored popcorn.
So good. Sweet, savory, salty, whatever you need, they got.
We got your hookup with our friends at Maze Popcorn and Workplace Wednesday. Coming up tomorrow, we'll get to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em Thursday and try to figure out what went wrong with Megan on her wedding date.
Wedding date?
Yeah. And okay. JP makes us guess for more Zach Bryan tickets. That'll be up tomorrow. Have a great day.
The best way to wake up.
Wake up, y'all.
They're Nebraska's number one morning show.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.